A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, we're looking at the Word of God in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 9. We're also going to consider the book of Romans, chapter number 8, and in verse number 18. Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, the scripture says, "Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." In Romans chapter number 8, and in verse number 18, the Bible says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." There is a glory that shall be revealed in you. That is what the scripture says. I'd like to share with you, therefore, and lead you to pray on the subject, "I will be revealed." You will be revealed in the name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 9, the Bible says, God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." What does not exist cannot appear. What does not exist cannot be revealed. Don't forget, Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, "There is a glory that shall be revealed in you." The point I'm making this morning is that whatever does not exist, anything that is not in existence, number one, cannot appear. Whatever is not in existence cannot be revealed. So you must have this understanding. And so when God said, "Let the dry ground appear," what this meant was that the dry ground was in existence, but it was covered by the water. The waters on the face of the earth covered the dry land from being noticed or from being seen. The dry land was covered, the water covered it. And so for the dry land to appear, God spoke to the waters to gather themselves together to one place so that what was covered should appear, so that what was covered should be seen. In the same vein, Romans 8:18 says, "There's a glory that shall be revealed." And again, I am saying, whatever does not exist cannot be revealed. What is being revealed is what is in existence but covered. It is in existence but covered. Something is covering it. There is a glory packaged on your inside, dear listener. There is greatness on your inside. God is not about to create glory for you. God is not about to create greatness for you. You have been designed with greatness. You have been covered with glory. Don't forget, your creation is a creation of glory. At your creation, God crowned you with glory and honor, so much so that the angels envied you, that the angels were grumbling, and they were saying one to another, "What is man, Seth, that God has honored him, that God has made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor?" So there's glory on your inside. And that Romans 8:18 says, I consider it that the sufferings of this present time. So please understand that you may be going through sufferings now. The present time may be full of challenges and troubles. But the Bible says there is a glory in you that shall be revealed. So where is that glory coming from? That glory is in you already. It's there. It is simply covered. The waters of life has covered the glory that God has destined with you. The sufferings of this present time have covered the glory that God has designed with you. But these sufferings will be removed. These waters will gather to one side so that this glory might be revealed. Your glory will be revealed in the name of Jesus. What am I saying, dear listener? There is glory on your inside. God has designed you with good. Your glory is there. Greatness is already in you. It is not just coming from outside of you. It's already in you. It is waiting for manifestation, waiting to be revealed. Don't forget, verse 19 of that Romans chapter 8 says, "The earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." The world is waiting for your manifestation. The world is aware that there is glory locked up on your inside, that there is greatness locked up on your inside, The world awaits your manifestation. The world awaits your revelation. Don't allow the glory destined with you, designed with you, to die unrevealed. Don't let it go without showing. Let the world see the glory that God has designed and has packaged with you. You are a creature of glory. The glory is there. It is being covered by the vicissitudes of life, covered by the challenges of life, covered by the challenges of your background, covered by the challenges of your family name, covered by the troubles and the problems you are grappling with at the moment, the failures here and there, the disappointments you are experiencing. They've all covered the glory, and they make it appear as if there is no glory in you, that there is nothing about you. But no, I like to let you know that there is greatness on your inside. You are destined for great height. It's already in you. It's with you. It is just covered. We want to deal with whatever it is that is covering this glory from appearing. You have to appear. You must be revealed to your generation. The glory packaged in you and with you must be made manifest for the glory of the Almighty God. If there is nothing you have heard this morning, dear listener, if there is no other message I want to share with you today, it is simply that God has created great glory with you, that there is greatness on your inside, that God is not just about to create this glory or greatness. God has designed you with this glory. He has designed you with this greatness. The glory, the greatness are already in you. And so what the world is waiting for is the revelation. What something is covering this glory, certain factors are covering this greatness, and it is what is covering this greatness or this glory that we want to deal with, and so that this glory can show. You must never give up. Glory is in you. It must not die unrevealed. Don't forget, the creation is eagerly waiting for your manifestation, for your revelation. They are wondering. The glory that the angels were complaining about, murmuring about, we want to see it manifest. May you not fail your creation. May you not fail your creator. May you not disappoint your destiny. May the glory packaged in you be revealed. And may God be honored in your life, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Let the waters covering my glory and my greatness from appearing dry up today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that way. I pray in the name of Jesus that the waters of life covering my glory, covering my destiny, will dry up today in the name of Jesus. Let these waters dry up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let your glory be revealed in my life, in my destiny. Let my life reveal your glory. Let my destiny reveal your greatness in the name of Jesus. Let the greatness you have designed with me, the glory you have packaged with me, be revealed in the name of Jesus. There is a glory to be revealed in me. Let it be revealed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let everything covering my glory from manifestation, covering my greatness from showing, let it be removed and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that everything covering my glory from being revealed, everything covering my greatness from being manifested, let it be destroyed totally today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, help me to do the needful for my glory to be revealed. Let me do what must be done for my glory to show in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer. Help me to do the needful. Help me to do what must be done for my glory, for my greatness to be revealed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I refuse to die without demonstrating, without revealing the glory of God on my inside. I refuse to die without showing forth the glory and the greatness of God to my generation. Let me manifest the glory and the greatness of the Almighty God. Let my glory be revealed. Let God's name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to speak to your glory. Speak loud and clear. My glory break forth in the name of Jesus. My greatness begin to appear in the name of Jesus. Make that declaration. Eno tasu akuta la mayage dodo duzade pramazo yonakato verenigalode zezi prano koshete keria bayalagadande. My glory break forth in the name of Jesus. Yonanto sutuluage ande dedebe. My greatness begin to appear in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I command every water, the waters of life, covering your glory from appearing. I command them to gather together to one place and to dry up in the name of Jesus. Let these waters dry up that your glory may appear. I command your glory to begin to appear from today in the name of Jesus. And whatever has prevented your greatness and your glory from being revealed, I ask that it be removed and be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Every family curse, every family covenant, every sin, every habit, whatever it is that is preventing your glory from being seen, that is covering your glory, your greatness, I command that it be removed and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I speak to your glory, break forth, and to your greatness, begin to appear in the name of Jesus. You will not disappoint creation that is waiting for your manifestation. You will not disappoint your creator that has packaged so much glory and greatness on your inside. You will fulfill purpose. You will not die unsung. Greatness and glory shall be revealed in you, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this afternoon, 12 noon precisely, for our Moriah prayers. 12 noon, let's come together to pray. Your glory must be revealed and God will be honored. 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 08023232474. Follow me also on my social media platforms, on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Twitter. The handle is @RevGraceMan. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.